Welcome to the HR Chat Show, one of the world's most downloaded and shared podcasts designed for HR pros, talent execs, tech enthusiasts, and business leaders. For hundreds more episodes and what's new in the world of work, subscribe to the show, follow us on social media, and visit hrgazette.com.
Welcome to another episode of the HR Chat Show. In this episode, we look at ways that AI is impacting the recruitment process. My guest today is Amit Mattani, CEO of Wellfound, formerly AngelList. Amit is a visionary leader with extensive experience in all things startups, hiring, and AI in tech recruiting. Amit, it's my pleasure to welcome you to the HR Chat Show today.
Thanks for having me, Bill. Really excited to talk.
So beyond my reintroduction a moment ago, Amit, why don't you start by taking a couple of minutes and telling our listeners a bit about yourself and, of course, the mission of Wellfound.
Wellfound is our mission, and since kind of the very beginning, we've always been about trying to help everyone find their team, really no matter where they are. You know, our belief, which I really share, is that the right job can really change your life and the right team can kind of change the world. And you know, for me, I've spent a lot of my career in startups. And so this is kind of a important thing for me. You know, the first job that I got ultimately led me to my second job, to my third job. And you can kind of see how, for me, like, you know, if I hadn't had that first job, I wouldn't be kind of where I am today. And so, you know, it's been something that I've been really passionate about for a while, because I think the right job can kind of really set you on the right trajectory.
Listeners, the focus of this episode is AI and the way that that's impacting the recruitment process. Amit, I wonder, over the past few years, 3-4 years, something like that, what changes have you seen in the ways that you work with others, but also perhaps things that you do in your personal life that have now been impacted by more and more intelligent AI?
I mean, it's wild, because I feel like a lot of things have happened, and not just for myself, but even, you know, my parents who are a little bit older. Like my dad, he's kind of at the tail end of his career, but he's still working, still loves doing it. And one of the things he uses AI for every day is, like, you know, when he sends emails out, you know, English was his second language, but, you know, he uses ChatGPT to figure out is he phrasing it correctly and stuff like that, which I think is kind of really cool. For me, you know, it's so much. You know, I still do like analytics on our data. Sometimes I write code and stuff like that. So for those things, it's been spectacular. Like, I can learn something so much faster now when I drop it into ChatGPT or use GitHub Copilot or something. Even with my kids, if they have a question, you can basically ask ChatGPT the question and it'll come back to you. And you can ask it and, like, you know, explain it to me like you would explain a 3-year-old, you know. And, you know, we just did this yesterday about how pipes bring water to the sink, you know, and I was able to ask ChatGPT. It was able to talk back to us and we were able to have a conversation. So it's been kind of wild. The other thing that I really enjoy doing using it for is, you know, like solving writer's block. A lot of times, like, you know, I won't know what to say or how to say it, and I can just like write stream of consciousness into the thing and it'll come back with some ideas, which are usually not great, but a good starting point for me to kind of move on to the next thing. So it's been, you know, in terms of a technology that I've adopted and used significantly, it's been kind of one of the bigger ones in the last few years.
Okay, let's talk a bit more about Wellfound. I'd like to understand from the perspective, or if you're talking to HR folks and leaders within organizations, because a lot of the companies that you work with are on the smaller side, so perhaps they don't have HR teams, or the HR teams are one. So when you're addressing leaders as well as HR folks, what would you say to them in terms of your service offerings makes Wellfound different?
Yeah, so our belief with recruiting and job seeking is that, you know, it's great when it's kind of human to human, when candidates and employers can actually take the time to get to know each other and have conversations and potentially even work together before kind of deciding whether to move forward. But look, there's just so much noise now getting in the way of that real human to human connection. And I think over the last, you know, decades, like, we've done a great job. The internet's done a great job to basically give access to opportunities to everyone in a major way, right? Like it's expanded it considerably. If you're a recruiter, you can basically find any candidate in the world. And if you're a candidate, you can find any job in the world. But the problem is going from kind of that massive amount of information to figuring out which one is a good fit for you or a good fit for your company. And we just haven't done a great job doing that, right? And you end up, people just are inundated. So recruiters can get hundreds of applicants for a job. When they're searching for candidates, they can go through thousands of applicants and candidates in a candidate search and get maybe 3, 4, 5 responses. And then candidates are kind of doing the same thing on their side. They're just like, well, you know, I'm going to shoot this application into a black hole. I'm never going to hear it back. So it behooves me to kind of apply to hundreds of jobs so I can kind of hear a response. And so with all this noise, I think it just gets in the way of creating like a good experience. And so for Wellfound, what we've always tried to do is how do we increase the signal to noise and how do we reduce the friction to getting on a call? You know, the ideal goal for us is five calls a week for 10 minutes of work, right? And so what we've done differently over the years is two things. So number one, it's really focusing on a niche for basically startups is kind of our niche, where the candidates on our platform are looking for jobs that are startup. The companies on our platform are startups. And generally, just with that, you'll have a better response rate for both sides, right? If you're going on LinkedIn or another tool, you're not sure if the candidate's going to be interested in your type of company. But when on our platform, there's a higher likelihood that'll happen. The other piece is just having a lot more information up front to help you make better decisions. You know, we were one of the first, or probably the first big job platform that actually required salary and equity on the job listing because we were like, hey, we don't want to waste anybody's time applying to jobs that are not going to be good fits. But there's other things like, you know, when a candidate wants to look at a profile, especially an early stage startup, you know, they want to look at the founders, they want to look at the team, they want to look at the culture. And so we offer a lot of that information that you probably wouldn't find on another platform. And the same thing for companies. Candidates tell us kind of what they're looking for next, not just kind of what they've done. And that also gives companies a better opportunity to like decide, you know, is this going to be a good fit for me? Is this candidate going to be a good fit for me? And generally, you know, on our platform, our core platform, you can get, if you're doing sourcing, you can get anywhere from like a 40 to 50% response rate from candidates or interest rate from candidates. Whereas like on other platforms like LinkedIn, it can be closer to 4 to 10%. So it's a lot more efficient for these companies as well as the candidates. And that's really what we focus on.
I've got a quote from you here. Our new name embodies that spirit of discovery. I like it, Amit. Tell me a little bit about the why behind changing the name from AngelList to Wellfound.
Yeah, so we actually, you know, AngelList, I joined AngelList about like almost 10, 11 years ago now. And, you know, it was 10 people and we were building products to help the startup ecosystem. And we built two products that kind of exist to this day. One product was helping startups raise money. The other product was helping startups build teams, which became Wellfound. You know, and over the years, like the main customer for the product was the startup founder. But as like the ecosystem grew, as startups grew, I mean, like, you know, in 2010, 2011, 2012, like, you know, your name brand companies were maybe 5 people, right? Like, and it was just a much smaller world. But, you know, the ecosystem grew, right? And, a lot of things changed, specifically on our side, on the talent side. You know, we went from like the founder doing the recruiting themselves to having like teams of recruiters, you know, like doing the recruiting on our platform. We went from basically a very small pool of candidates to millions of candidates around the world. And on the venture side, they went more into kind of the higher end of the investment ecosystem. And so both sides didn't really serve only just the startup founder, but they also served investors for the venture side and for us candidates. And, you know, the company was bifurcating enough that we decided to split the companies up. So we had, you know, about 4 years ago, we became AngelList Venture and AngelList Talent, which is us. And then over time, it was becoming obvious that that overlap was really confusing to a lot of people. And so we decided about a year and a half ago to change our name to something that, you know, better represented, you know, who we were, right? People looking for jobs, people looking for finding talent. We weren't a list of angels, you know, doing investments and stuff. So that's why we decided to change the name, you know, kind of be in control of our own destiny and, you know, be able to talk about ourselves differently, but still kind of maintain our history with AngelList.
Okay, so you're mentioning that certainly at the beginning, you're working perhaps with more startups. What's the proportionality there now? Are you guys also working with medium to larger size organizations on a regular basis?
Absolutely. So we have, you know, I think our sweet spot for the largest group or largest demographics tends to be between, well, like 11 to 250 employees is roughly kind of where we're at. You know, usually you don't have a recruiter, or maybe you have one, two, three recruiters. But we also have multinationals and some of the top 10 companies also using the product. So it really spans, you know, when we think about like 500, like companies with 500 plus, that still accounts for somewhere around 25-30% of our platform. So it's not insignificant. And we also see this as a big area of growth, because like ultimately for us, you know, startups don't stay small forever. They either grow or they die, right? And we really want to grow up with our companies, you know, as they kind of find more success.
Okay, so you guys help find folks, for example, developers, okay? How has AI impacted certain job types in the last couple of years? What have you guys seen in terms of job roles which perhaps were very much in demand only a couple of years ago, and huge salaries were being offered, lots of benefits and so on, to actually now a lot of generative AI has replaced with junior roles? Are you seeing that? Tell us what you guys are seeing.
You know, so in our own data, we're not seeing that exact thing yet. And partially because, you know, we really focus on software developers, you know, operations, marketing, salespeople, which I think hasn't been, you know, we aren't at the space right now where it's replacing these types of roles, but we've definitely seen that like these types of roles are taking advantage of it. You know, like, you know, there's a quote and I don't remember who it came from, but it's like, you're not going to be replaced by AI. You're going to be replaced by a human who uses AI. Right. And I think we're seeing a lot of that now where candidates have, or where, you know, these roles are using AI tools on a day-to-day basis. And the ones that are accepting and embracing them are seeing huge speed increases in their productivity, while the people that are not are, you know, not. So I think one of the things that we've seen throughout is a big shift towards candidates understanding the tools that are in front of them, and the ones that are embracing the tools tend to do better. But it's fascinating, especially from the candidate side, you know, how the process will change when you have essentially an assistant available to you at all times.
Okay. And on the flip side, and I'm going to challenge you to answer in 60 seconds or less, so that I can use it for my soundbite a meet later on. On the flip side, in terms of employers, how has AI impacted the recruitment process over the last 2 or 3 years?
I think the biggest part of the recruitment process is kind of sifting through noise. And I think maybe not in the last 2-3 years, but where we see it going is that basically you're going to have an assistant that will be able to personalize every single candidate that you look at and provide you additional information on why they're a good fit to your job. So for example, looking at a candidate's profile, seeing a company and not knowing anything about it, instead of going around Googling 5 different things to figure this out, you'll be able to say like, this candidate worked at this company. It was founded by this ex-unicorn founder. It's a good fit for you because of this, this, and this. And, you know, people do this already with like complex Booleans and everything else. I think all those are going to go away. People aren't going to be scrolling through lists of candidates anymore. They're going to be given great recommendations that are personalized to them with the information they need to make decisions. And I think that's going to massively just change the process overall.
Okay, very good, very good. You're not going to believe this, Amit, but we are already coming towards the end of this particular conversation. My next question for you: what else? What else should folks know about Wellfound? Where will you guys be hanging out this year? Are you off to any events? Have you got any announcements that perhaps you haven't shared with us just yet?
So for us, you know, we're just super excited about where AI is going for both the company and the job seeker. You know, that vision I mentioned before about 5 calls a week with 10 minutes of work, you know, it always felt far away because the technology just wasn't there. And for us, like, it feels like the technology is there now. And we've basically been rebuilding our products from the core with AI in mind. The first product we built, called Recruiter Cloud, basically you give us a job listing and we'll have interested candidates on your calendar the next day. We've launched that last year. We've seen a lot of great traction. We're continuing to improve that, and we have some major launches for that product this year. And I'm really excited about the candidate side, where, you know, we're going to be able to kind of bring that similar process of, you know, you tell us what you want and you'll get great matches on your calendar the next day. We're going to be able to launch tools like that soon too. So just overall really excited. And I think it just brings access. I mean, it'll feel like having a great recruiter in your corner or a great sourcer in your corner, but at a scale that works on the internet. And so that's where our heads are down, trying to make that awesome and build that out. Recruiter Cloud is already out if you want to give it a try, but we're going to be launching a few new things over the next few months to kind of really build on top of this new platform that we're making.
Awesome. So if folks want to learn more about Recruiter Cloud, Wellfound, if they want to connect with you, how do they do all of these things?
Just go to wellfound.com, and you can see links to all our products. There's always a link to email me, amit@wellfound.com. I'd love to hear anything people want to say or want to talk about.
Rock and roll. Well, that just leaves me to say for today, Amit, thank you very much for being my guest on this episode of the HR Chat Show.
Thanks for having me, Bill. It was fun.
Thanks for listening to the HR Chat Show. If you enjoyed this episode, why not subscribe and listen to some of the hundreds of episodes published by HR Gazette? And remember, for what's new in the world of work, subscribe to the show, follow us on social media, and visit hrgazette.com.